Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
President Biden's Homeland Security Department. A visitor.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Oh, we had to start on a Monday with a little John Kennedy humor, right? Where do we live, folks? Think about this. Where do we live? Listen.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's where we live. Exactly.
It's a big old land with countless.
It's called freedom. It's called freedom.
And happiness ain't out of reach.
Of course it isn't.
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Love this song. It's Aaron Tippin,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to the Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom. I'm watching CNN right now and getting a chuckle because they're talking about Trump supporters cheering in opposition of mask mandates. That's breaking news on CNN right now that over the weekend, Donald Trump was down in Arizona, okay, and that his supporters, they just showed Charlie Kirk on the screen on CNN saying, Trump supporters are cheering mask mandates being banned.
Yeah, they're the only ones that are doing that, too. That's the only people that are cheering that,
Here's what CNN doesn't get. What Trump supporters are cheering is freedom.
Amen, brother. That's exactly right.
Trump supporters, that's the breaking news, CNN. You missed it. You missed it. Trump supporters are cheering freedom. Never apologize, folks. Never for cheering freedom. Never, never, never. All right. Let's get rolling on What's on Your Mind. The whole hour open for you at 800-228-0550. We may play music under the entire show today so you don't hear the jackhammer. Can you guys hear that? Turn me up, Kev.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear it? Todd, can you hear it?
Yep.
If I pause a second, you can hear it. Okay.
Sounds like you have one of the CJ Zach Diesels underneath you there.
Yeah, I think it powers everything here.
Dieselers,
even these guys know about Dak Diesel.
Do we have to wear a hard hat? That's what I'm wondering.
I think only if you're out on the...
That'd be a bad idea. Yeah. I have one if we need one.
Only if you're out on the job site do you have to wear a jackhammer, so not bad.
Well, you're at a job site.
Well, we're not out on it. We're actually in the building adjacent to it.
It's like this massive woodpecker outside on the side of the building.
Is OSHA's here close enough? You need the helmet on? Or?
Chris, they sound like outside my house.
Kevin just gave me an idea. Get Super Producer in here so he can hear me. Super Producer Chris, can you hear us on the stream on frankspeech.com? There he is.
There he is.
So, Chris, could you get a separate box for those people watching us at frankspeech.com? And it just is that little woodpecker from the cartoon. That way everybody will know the woodpecker's working. We'll just put a mic out on it, you know? How about that, Super Producer Chris? Can you do this for us?
I would certainly try.
Okay, good. Chris is on it.
There it is.
Somebody get me my shotgun. Fetch me my scatter gun.
Here's something you need to know, folks. We are under construction. Okay, we are under construction.
I hope
and,
so.
And the flag is expanding because our newest partner, WDAY 970, is coming in the building. For people that are listening on the radio, Todd, they really don't care. They turn on 550 or your FM signal there in Bismarck, Mandan, and they hear Todd the Radio God doing K-Fair Cafe. They hear Phil Parker. They hear the What's on Your Mind show. They don't much care how they hear it, but they just hear it. Like, you guys are in
an old church. They probably don't want to hear a jackhammer in the background, or if they do hear one, at least have an explanation as to what the heck that is.
All right. Well, we'll leave this to our listeners. If you want to have us, like, never leave a moment of dead air so you don't hear that. Do you hear it when I'm talking, guys? You still hear it when I'm talking?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you?
Well, a little rumble. They'll be done with it pretty quick.
We'll play some music underneath or something, but we're just going to warn you that we're adding... How much square feet do we have now, Kevin? Like 6,000, I think? We're adding 10,000 more.
Yeah, adding a lot. It's a big addition.
And if you ever travel 29, just before you get to the 32nd Avenue exit, right where you see the go-kart track over at Thunder Road, that's where we're at. And you'll see a bunch of Olaf Anderson signs out there. That's us on I-29, south of the 2994 interchange, and we're under construction. So we're not going to apologize for that because we're growing. The Flag family is growing. That's why it
happens. There you go.
But it doesn't matter if you're America. It doesn't matter if you're in an old church in on East Rosser or in a 16,000 square foot building on Long I-29. All that matters is what comes out of the microphone. But sometimes when it's a jackhammer, we feel a need to explain it. So there, we just did. That's the deal.
This is not in your radio.
It's not. We have an entire open phone hour. I want to talk a little bit about the drought situation. I had a little brainstorm over the weekend. And I feel kind of dirty about the brainstorm. So you guys are going to have to tell me whether I'm unnecessarily beating myself up or whether or not I have officially become a big leftist. But I'm thinking we have a Bank of North Dakota for a reason. Okay, hear me out on this. We have an $8 billion asset. When I say we, I mean we. It's the taxpayers. We own it.
State of North Dakota. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but who funds the state of North Dakota?
Right. Taxpayers, right?
Thank you. So never forget that. It isn't Eric Hardemeyer's Bank of North Dakota. It isn't Doug Burgum's or Doug Goring or Wayne Stengen, the three members of the Industrial Commission and the president of the Bank of North Dakota. It is ours, capital O-U-R-S, ours, okay? So how could we make North Dakota the place that if you're selling your hay, you come to the shining city on a hill to sell your hay? Now, you got to do this as a free market. I don't want to make it less free market than possible because right now if people can sell hay for $300 a ton and you backstop it with the Bank of North Dakota and now you're able to pay $400 a ton, all you've really done is make the hay producer more money. Now, that's not bad because hay producers have a free market too. I'm just trying to find a way where we are, guys, the shining city on the hill to sell your hay. Okay? And then producers pay for the hay. Now, producers can't pay $400 a ton for hay, or guess what happens? What happens, Kevin? Todd? Both city boys, unfortunately. I think Chris Larson is a city boy, too, but it's Grafton. It's not exactly a metropolitan city. What happens when you, a producer who has cattle,
yep,
buys hay for $400 a ton?
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, he gets hay for $400 a ton, I guess.
But how much per head does that cost them then?
Oh, that's a good idea. I don't know.
See, these city boys don't know squat.
That's the obvious answer to the question you asked.
Kevin, that was just too obvious.
I'm just saying.
That's how city boys answer questions. Right. I'm not being critical.
So tell me why. What's next?
Well, it costs too much. They go broke.
Okay.
Because the Packers don't pay anything.
Gotcha.
Because there's a whole consortium slash scam slash... I don't know. What do you call it when there's four Packers?
Monopoly.
Thank you. There's the word. Four Packers. And what happens when two of them are not even owned in the United States?
Ooh.
Scam city.
Yeah,
scary.
Bad.
Yeah, scary. Right. So what do we do in that case? I think we use the Bank of North Dakota. Of North Dakota.
Right.
Todd, do a little research that you're in the capital city. Todd, can you do this? Tell me when the next Industrial Commission meeting is.
On it.
Let's take an idea from the listeners to Doug Goring. Doug Goring is the ag commissioner in the state of North Dakota. He lays awake at night caring about producers. That's what he does. So we'll take the idea to him because he'll understand it. And then the governor, who's from Arthur, and the attorney general who's from Williston slash Mohall, they'll kind of get it. But the farmer will get it, okay? And he can go explain it to the governor and to the attorney general. Bob in Pick City, first to go on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. I'll give you a minute now. Go, Bob.
Well, you know, Scott, with the in regards to the cattle, you know, they need to lighten up a little bit on the restrictions on the wet market stuff and let more small operations butcher beef in their local area, because with the requirements, you can't get into the meat cutting business. I mean, I'm familiar with it because I had an uncle living in Park River that had a slaughter plant. They kept squeezing it and squeezing it and squeezing it to where there was nothing left for the little guy by the time you got done with the
eggs. Okay, hold that thought, Bob, because I'm still back on wet market. I'm thinking Wuhan. You gotta bring me up to speed on. I think what you're saying is there needs to be more competition for the packers, and we ought to just do it here within the rules that make sense for us. But wet market kind of grosses me out. You got to tell me what you mean by that when we come back. And what's on your mind?
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I've never questioned Kevin's music selections until now.
I'm mixing it up a little bit.
You might need a vacation. Turn this up.
This one? A good tune.
Scott, where's that new cume going to come from if we don't branch out
right.
A little bit?
All right. There Todd, you take the next one and you try to go for the new cume. Either way, nobody understands what cume means, but it just means total audience.
You knew, and that's all I was that worried about for that statement.
Well, I'm just telling the rest of the audience. I'm just bringing them in. FrankSpeech.com, by the way, FrankSpeech.com. If you go there, you can see us behind the scenes. You can see those, dare I say, sexy chrome dome dudes, Todd and Kevin. There they are.
I don't know if mine's sexy or not, but if you think so, we'll just go with it, I guess.
That's why Carrie married you. And even Chris Larson, our super producer, beams in once in a while. Mostly hear him, and you see a picture of him in talking to a microphone. Point is, you got us there. All right, we're brought to you by MyPillow today, then back to Bob in Pick City for my crazy idea. I'm testing it on Bob after he tells us what the heck a wet market is. All right, and MyPillow.com is the place where you ought to buy everything. That's right. Anything you can buy from MyPillow that you otherwise would go to a store like Target, Walmart.
Ugh.
I don't want to say those names out loud because they deserve no free advertising here. But I'll just say big box stores. They're woke. They've shaken their boots because of you. So if you go to MyPillow and you buy towels there, sheets there, you buy pet beds, weighted blankets, mattresses, mattress toppers, pillows, bathrobes. You get any idea? Sleepwear. And my most important message to you today is buy a gift for that graduate or someone you love that isn't necessarily the grad gift, but is like they're going off to college gift. You know what I mean? You might have already sent them $25 and a card. Now send them something when all the thank you notes are almost all out, and they've sent them all out, and they can remember a gift. And if you send them What Are the Odds, the book by Mike Lindell, $7.99, every penny of it goes to the fight for election integrity to fund things like the Cyber Symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota next month. Or it goes to the Lindell Recovery Network. In the book, which if my wife Maria would answer you honestly, she'd say even better than the robe was the book. Because she was so fascinated with Mike's story. She'd met Mike before. Mike's a family friend. We've taken him to dinner with our listeners in Washington, D.C. He's a sweet guy. I talked to him over the weekend. He was speaking out in California at some event. And his book, his story, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. If everybody listening today bought two copies of that book, one for you, and one for a grad going off to college or graduating from college off to the world, high school to college, whatever, they're going to remember that you gave them the book, and you tuck a little note inside, you say something like this. Life will throw you some curveballs. Just be ready for them. Something real simple like that. Signed, Kevin, Todd, Fred, Joyce, Danita, Gordon. I don't care how you sign it. Sign it your name, obviously.
You bet.
Tuck a note in. 19 near-death experiences. The Pillow is a household name. They call him the My Pillow guy now. It's Mike Lindell. But what do they call him? Kevin, Todd, Chris. They call him the My Pillow guy.
Yeah.
His name is synonymous with the Pillow. The Pillow. He said, even when he was still on crack, he had the idea for a pillow, right? He said then, when his crack dealers were saying, we got to cut this guy off, because he's got a brain, and he's going to die. 19 times he almost died. He didn't. Why do you think he didn't, Kevin?
I think the big guy upstairs was probably watching over him a bit.
Maybe had a bigger idea for him?
Bigger plan for him, yep.
And Mike Lindell, while on crack, while mad at his crack dealers for cutting him off, while feeding his crack habit by counting cards in Vegas, said the Pillow's just a platform. And what's happening now? The Pillow's just a platform. So we can talk about election integrity. That whole story is in What Are the Odds? His story, his book, $7.99. MyPillow.com. And if you don't buy the best deal ever, the towels today, $39.95. We're having a little battle with Charlie. Charlie, what's his name? Starts with a K, ends with a K. I forget.
Kirk, I think it is.
Some guy named Charlie Kirk who thinks he's going to be Rush Limbaugh. He is in a little bit of a fight with us right now. $39.95 we're selling towels for, and he's selling towels for, normally $109.99. You with me, guys? So 2 weeks ago, you would have bought towels for how much? $109.99. What are we selling them for right now?
$39.99 or $95.
I forget.
But promo code.
Thank you. Even if you listen to Charlie Kirk or some other show, Clay and Buck and whatever, use the promo code SCOTT. What's that spell? Thank you very much. Scott, that gets you that deal and powers this radio show. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to Bob's story. After you tell me what a wet market is, you can finish your story, Bob. What's a wet market?
Well, a wet market in China is when you have beef hanging and then chickens and whatever hanging out.
Thank you. That grosses me out. I want to throw up. I don't want a wet market here.
I know. And you know, maybe I use the wrong term, because basically it was this. It is a wet market, but you have a butcher shop that can go to an auction, buy cattle, bring them back, process them, and put him out in his display counter, you know, refrigerated display counter.
So basically a wet market with rules, with North Dakota rules, to sell the beef. So our producers can say, screw China. We're not selling to one of the places they own. We're not selling to foreign packers. We're not even selling to the packers that are U.S. owned, because they too are screwing us. Sorry for my French.
Yeah.
But,
well, exactly. And you can have, you know, and they want finished beef. So you have all kinds of farmers that could feed their beef to the finishing point, fatten it up in essence, take it off of the grassland, which grassland beef now is a prized thing.
But anyway, yeah.
Cut out all of those end men. You know, I mean, you could do it and have, you know, but people are so skittish, it might smell a little bit like blood or something like that. You know, well, that's what meat is. But anyway,
well, first of all, I would trust a North Dakota producer all day long. So if a North Dakota producer, and for that matter, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, same thing. But if they said, hey, here's my beef, it came from my cow, and now we've cut it up into these pieces, and it's at a local butcher shop or at a supermarket, who wouldn't buy that all day long, Bob?
Well, that's a fact, and it's good beef. And let these guys. You can't afford to set your business up to have a butcher shop to be able to compete against those guys. This what they call aseptic is just prohibitive. It costs so much money that you'd have to charge $20 a pound. And you have to. The difference is when you have a local butcher shop butchering your beef. There are, you know, like now they sell everything down, right down to the moo, because they send the cow feet. If you go down.
No, I get it. I get it. And you explained it well. Sorry, I didn't let you get to your story. We'll do that after the break. We're going to make Bob and Pick City a co-host today. And more calls at 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ratings for the Olympic Games opening ceremony were down 36% compared to 2016, according to preliminary numbers from NBC Universal. The numbers for the Tokyo Games marked the lowest audience for Olympic opening ceremony events in 30 years. California's biggest wildfire, the Dixie Fire, merged with another blaze as it burned homes in Northern California Sunday. The Dixie Fire is one of 86 large wildfires burning across the western U.S. Citizen anger over Tunisia's handling of a recent spike in COVID cases has added to general unrest over the nation's economic and social turmoil. Tunisian President Kais Saied announced Sunday that he had dismissed the country's prime minister and frozen parliament. The move, which comes on the 64th anniversary of Tunisia's independence. Tunisia's revolution in 2011 is often displayed as the sole success of the Arab Spring revolts across the region, but it has not led to stability economically or politically. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Why is Kevin laughing?
Why is Kevin laughing?
I don't know. At your song, but I don't know why. I don't know why. Nice thing about being on camera at frankspeech.com is I sit up straight. I don't slouch around here and act like some kind of couch potato. But I don't know what that song is. That was a song designed to bring younger listeners.
Rockin' with Dockin', baby. That's why I'm laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, younger listeners are like 35 or 40. I mean,
then we're okay.
Oh, well, it's the male 35-54 thing and blah, blah, blah.
If there's a 20-year-old listening, I want to call, and I'll give you a prize, because I want to know what you would like for bumper music. If you were in your 20s and listening to What's on Your Mind, call 701-271-1100, and Kevin will take your call, okay? And then you tell him what you would like for bumper music, and then we'll talk to you. Back to Bob in Pick City, who has a story to share. Now that we understand wet markets, your story, Bob, go ahead.
Okay. I was staying on Abergase Island, which is off of Belize. When I first retired, I started traveling, and my first countries I went to were Central America, which Trump was right. When he called them the poop hole, it's actually a double holer, though. But I was standing there.
I am so lost. Poop holes now and double holers and Trump and Belize.
You know what Trump called Central America, and he was right. I mean, it is
you're saying the word poop hole to mask up Trump's bad language. Got it. Okay, now I'm with you. Started with an S and ended with a T. You're saying he was right because you've been there.
Yeah, and it was like if you lived on a farm, you know what a two-holer is. Well, that's definitely
of course I do. Yes, I've used them. Anyway, right. Your story Belize.
This is my story. I'm coming down to the, I come down to have coffee every morning, and I friended this Chinaman that owned like 3 or 4 different hardware stores in Belize City and also on Abergase Island. And I come down one morning after having known him for a few days, and he goes, "You America, you stupid." And I'm thinking, I'm waking up, and I'm thinking, God, do I have to have a fist fight here this morning? I'm too lazy. And he's got like 2 of his hardware guys standing with him there, so I might be in trouble, right? But anyway, so then he looked at me and said, "You America, you stupid. You give money to everybody. Everybody needs money. I stay in Detroit. I live in Detroit. You give money to everybody. Money. People need money. Money, 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 money." And I look at him and I said, "You know, I just saved myself, man. Ended up getting in a terrible confrontation here because I agree with you."
Did it send him back on his heels a little bit or what?
No, he was actually, I mean, we sat down and had coffee. He was just saying what's happening. I mean, that was 10 years ago. Can you imagine today? I said, "Oh, today they don't give it to him. They just go in the store and take it."
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, and I don't think people realize this is what's going on. Read the book, A Hundred-Year War, all about how China's been at war with us, and we are asleep at the switch.
Oh, we really are.
Yeah, we sure are. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Dan and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain what a wet market is, because that's really not what what it is. It is where live animals, and it can be dogs, cats, possums, raccoons.
So help me out here, Dan.
Things
I got
in little cages. Just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then they are alive in the cage, and they take them out of the cage, or they leave them in the cage. They hit them on top of the head with a bat or something on those lines, because they're not allowed to have guns, you know. So they hit them on top of the head maybe once, maybe three times. Sometimes they're still alive. Then they flop them on the table, and then that's when they chop them. And they all go on the same table in front of you, because you go, hey, that one looks interesting. I'll
got
have
it.
That. And
got
then that's
it.
When they do it. That is totally disgusting.
Okay, so my initial reaction when Bob brought that up was Wuhan. And you're saying that was the proper connection. That was a wet market.
Yeah, that is a wet market. Don't get me wrong. And the disease of COVID-19 definitely came from the lab.
I agree. And they used the wet market as an excuse, whatever, because somebody from the lab went there after getting infected by the Fauci lab at Wuhan. They should name it after him, actually. That'd be kind of nice. The Fauci lab at Wuhan market and at the Wuhan lab. But, Dan, so help me with this one thing. We should not say the term wet market ever in association with North Dakota beef, ever.
Never. That is totally not even close. I mean, our beef or our common butcher shops are totally clean. This is all open air in front of you, flies, mosquitoes. You don't know it. They just take a bucket and they throw the water on it.
Thank you. I'm going to lose my breakfast, and I didn't have much, so it wouldn't be pretty. I got it, Dan. Here's my question. Are you a rancher, Dan?
I used to be.
Okay. So,
back in the 80s, it was no longer.
I want to do a whole series of shows on this, because we tried this at one point. We tried this at one point to say, let's do our own processing. Heck, it has been going on in North Dakota since Medora was not Medora, right? I mean, the whole history lesson that came from the Chateau and the story of how Medora came to be Medora, as I recall, was about slaughtering beef here and then putting the beef in refrigerator cars and getting it to New York. Kind of the opposite of how it happens now. So we've got some experience in this. I would like to know if every butcher shop within the sound of my voice and any new one that wanted to join was allowed to take North Dakota beef and process it and open up a store, and they could also sell to supermarkets and sell North Dakota beef, how much capacity that would open up for our producers. Can you answer that, Dan?
I cannot.
In other words,
would it be very much?
Yeah, that's what worries me. If it's only 10% of what they have to sell, it's not going to help them very much, because they're still going to have to go to the bad guys to sell the rest of it.
No, and it all comes down. You need some sort of mass factory aspect of things, and you can think of whatever you want to about that, the factory aspect of things. You know, like the one down there in South Dakota. The only way that we're going to do it to make it profitable is that you need some sort of factory in that aspect of things.
Dan, I appreciate you calling, because we're never going to use the terms wet market again unless Fauci goes with it. Fauci wet market, Fauci Wuhan lab. You up for that, guys? Todd, give me the buzzer I don't. Scott and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go!
Morning. Following up on the call with Kramer and Sanford President on Friday, Kramer said he supports the forced vaccination of healthcare workers on Friday. Is that correct?
Well, he didn't use that term.
I didn't miss. No, but he and you agreed that it's totally acceptable.
Can I tell you what I believe, and then you could tell me if I'm wrong or not? How about that?
Yes, please.
I believe that if I go to Sanford Health, I have a reasonable expectation that everybody there is not a potential threat to me. No different than what they do with the flu shot. And Senator Kramer agreed with that. So now you know what we believe. Is that right or wrong?
Well, it's wrong because at the end of the day, you're supporting the forced vaccination of the people that are on the front line that have specialized training and experience to see all the BS that's going on with this. These people have seen the fake COVID death counts and people being characterized as COVID deaths when they had eight other things ready to take them out.
I agree with all that.
People have seen.
I agree with all that.
The front line of all of this, misinformation. They're on the front line of seeing the effects.
Scott, hang tight here a second. Let's have a conversation, okay? They're on the front line of saving lives, okay? You're right that there's a lot of information out there, and it's almost like drinking from a fire hose of, okay, what is the vaccine failure rate? How much is it infecting people, right? I asked the question of the president of Sanford Health on Friday. I said, what is your failure rate, for lack of a better term, on the vaccine? In other words, the reaction to it, or what do you call that, guys, when you get a vaccine and you get a bad reaction to it? Adverse effects.
Point 0.03%
right now in what's been administered.
That data? After everything that we've seen, do you believe any of the data that they're giving us?
I kind of do from Sanford Health, number one, because I'm just thinking that a lot of people have been vaccinated, right? And so
the same organization that showed their CEO the door because he wouldn't wear a mask.
Well, it was more because he was
Sanford Health.
Yeah, it wasn't the reason he got fired. First of all, Kelby Kramdanoff was ready for retirement, and he talked out loud a lot. So there were a lot of reasons for that. So, again, if we just said, let Scott and Mandan take the show for the day, and you talk for 2 hours, I would get done and say, I agree with a lot of it. It's just how you're characterizing it. I believe somebody that is a patient of Sanford Health, no different than the flu shot. Why do you think it's okay for them to get a flu shot and be mandated?
I never get the flu shot. I don't believe
not
that's
you,
okay either.
Not you. Your healthcare workers are force vaccinated, to use your terms, with the flu shot.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that either. I've got a letter from Kevin Kramer saying that he agrees there shouldn't be vaccine passports. He himself has been coy about whether he's had it or not, as he should be. But for him to sit here and you and say that you support the rights of people to make a decision about their health, their personal freedoms, their religious freedoms, and then say, oh, but that stops as soon as you've been a healthcare worker for 20 years. Because they come up with a new experimental vaccine that they want to push on you. Those rights don't stop just because you happen to be a healthcare worker. If anything,
well, you're right. You're right. They don't stop there, and nobody.
Strongly. They have specialized training and experience that allows them to make a better decision for themselves than anybody else. And you and Kevin Kramer are advocating to force vaccinate them.
Again, I would reject that.
I've got a letter saying that he doesn't support that, and here he is saying force vaccinate the healthcare workers.
Well, I'll promise you this, and Chris, this will be your job as super producer. You're going to need to cut up the parts of this call where Scott is concerned and thinks that Kevin Kramer's flip flopped on this, and we'll play it for Kevin on Friday, and he can address this in the talk radio town hall. But all I'm saying is, when did they say they're starting this, Todd? Do you remember? Is it November 1 that this will start? I think
yes,
it's November,
November 1. Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So between now and November 1, anybody that doesn't want to work at a place that says you must be vaccinated to be able to care for people who are coming to a hospital can take another job. And guess what? They'll get another job all day long.
Not at
all. All day long. They can take their pick, Scott.
Not at a healthcare institution.
Pardon me?
Not at a healthcare institution.
See, A's won't pick them up.
You're not.
No, there are other places that don't mandate the vaccine. So they can work other places. Yeah. I think it's America. They can still say no to the vaccine. I agree with that.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years?
And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you know who sings that song and you're in your 20s, I have a prize pack for you. And two words, My Pillow, will tell you where it's going to come from. Listen to the song.
You didn't say it. It couldn't be country.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
If you're in your 20s and you know who sings that song, call 701-271-1100. That's the prize hotline. Kevin will ask if you want to go on the radio. He will get your address, and we'll send you a MyPillow prize. 701-271-1100. Give him one more chance. Name that tune. Name that tune. Who's singing this?
Knows how to make you think you're the best thing, but I know what happens next, girl.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Let me read a text I've been... I'll save this for the drought town hall. Mark Watney's going to be here again. We're
We're getting into every other show mode here with the drought town hall. We heard some bad news over the weekend, and that is the feds are sticking us the middle finger again on opening up early haying on CRP acreage. So that caused us to call Mark Watney, North Dakota Farmers Union, and we're just talking about solutions. So we'll do that next hour for a full half hour, and then we'll have an open phone segment for the last half hour of the show today if you don't get in this segment, okay? Texter says, this caller is not wrong. The one giving me grief about flip-flopping like Kevin Cramer. This caller is not wrong. Well, I did agree with the caller. So I would agree with you there. Not on everything, but I did agree. You have a choice. Goes on to say, you didn't get your second shot. Stop being a hypocrite. Why am I being a hypocrite? I'm not defending the vaccine. I'm defending health freedom. And you're right, I didn't get the second shot because I talked to my doctor and he said, you already got the bang for the buck there. And since your friend, a top Air Force general for decades, now retired, was in the exact same spot I was, got his first shot Pfizer because his wife is on hospice and he didn't want to give her body any more stress. So he did all the Trump remedies, the therapies, and I thought, you know, I'm a healthy guy. I'm 56 years old and healthy. So why am I doing this? I did it because I want to see my mother-in-law, and they have rules. I found out if I have the vaccine card and it shows that I had one, everybody doesn't even look at it. So I said, fine, all right, that's fine. I'm not being a hypocrite. I made a choice. Another texter says, Scott, you'd sing a different tune if you were not self-employed. If iHeart was your employer and demanded you get vaccinated or you were fired, would you go to another radio station, giving up pay, benefits, etc.? Go get another job was a low blow, Scott. I'm disappointed in you. Look, advocate then. You have now to November to advocate for them to change their mind. My point is this. If you're in health care, you can name your job and name your salary right now. Pretty much. CHI, Todd, you do a lot of work for CHI, St. Alexis. Do they need people right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me a healthcare provider that does not.
Right. Mary in Campbell, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Mary.
Good morning, Scott. See, I have to disagree with you, too, on this Stanford thing. And mine, I didn't hear anything with Kevin or anything, but mine comes down to both Stanford and then, like, the NFL just hammering on the unvaccinated. I have yet to see, and maybe you could find this, data that proves the unvaccinated are more of a healthcare risk to those around them than the vaccinated, since the vaccinated are still coming down with COVID at a pretty high rate, from what I hear. The second thing, I did hear you talking to the Stanford executive, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who he was.
Dr. Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health West Division. Okay. Dr. Mike LeBeau, a doctor, by the way, a kidney doctor that saved a whole lot of lives. Just remember that. He's a suit now. He's in the C-suite, but he's a doc. Okay, just saying.
So, but the conversation that I heard was they're waiting until November so they can personally interview those who aren't vaccinated about their health care exemptions or their religious beliefs and exemptions. So when you say that you want to have a reasonable expectation of going into Stanford and not being exposed to somebody who's unvaccinated, right now we have a hole in the problem. We have a loophole because how do you know that the healthcare person that you're seeing, your nurse or whoever, has not had a healthcare exemption or a religious exemption and is still unvaccinated? You have no way of knowing that when you walk in there. So what does that do to your reasonable expectation? And I think we need to say that the flu shot is a little bit different because it's an actual vaccine.
That's fair.
Whereas the,
the
COVID.
That's fair. That's
not,
something I thought of too. Yeah.
And it's
because
experimental. It's still listed as experimental. And I just, you know, you're talking about you have your personal choice. You talk to your doctor and he's like, oh, no, I think we're good with one shot. So why aren't the Stanford people given personal choice? And the idea that...
Can I answer that?
The idea they can... Yeah, okay.
Just let me answer that. So you're telling me that you go into the hospital with a serious health condition and you have enough information that says, I don't really care whether these people are vaccinated or not. But many people don't have the same level of information you do because you've actually done your research. I think people that go into a hospital have an expectation that they don't have the potential of getting sick from somebody around them. Is that, am I wrong there?
You know, to a certain extent, but I tell you what, when I go in for a clinic visit or whatever, I'm washing up before and after because there are people, there's other sick people around there, and there's other people, the health care that they have colds or whatever, and I, last time I was in there, my physical therapist said, oh, please excuse me, I caught a cold over the weekend.
Yeah, and I don't care because I think that my chances of getting it are slim, but I think others do. Good conversation, Mary.
Action
Thank you.
Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.